Good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we come to you every Tuesday night. So happy Tuesday night for those of you in the West Coast. Midnight. Happy Wednesday for those of you on the East Coast. We have a special guest tonight from the East Coast joining us. Have a great program for you tonight. And Hawaii time, we're looking at 6 p.m. It's gorgeous out there. Sun is setting and we're pleasantly enjoying late evening presentation here for those of you who have decided to join us. We're going to be talking tonight about something we haven't really covered in depth. The Insight Hour is going to be featuring the Healthy World Affiliate Program tonight with a special continuing education director, Joseph Patty. So stay tuned for that. We'll bring Joseph on in a minute. Sherry, welcome.
Hi, everybody. I want to thank our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, for your amazing products to keep people really healthy through the flu season or through any season throughout the year. You can go to HealthyWorldStore.com. Also, I want to thank our affiliate program, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, for all your great cooperation and partnership and getting the word out to all the people out there in the world. I want to thank all of our affiliates for doing that. We have amazing products, and you can partner with us today. Just go to HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. We also have a new ambassador program that we're going to be talking about today. We're actually going to be holding our first live seminar in New York in a couple weeks. And we have that information on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com under the calendar of events. And tonight, Joseph Patty is going to be talking to you about that. We also want to thank 528records.com. If you are a musician, we encourage you to go to 528records.com. You can upload your music and it will be automatically transposed into the 528 frequency of love and healing. You'll get back your music file. It'll become part of our music library. And if anybody pays to donate for your music, you get 60% royalties from that. So we encourage you to go to 528records.com. We also have a radio station that you can listen to 24/7. We're adding many, many genres every day, many new genres every day. 528radio.com. Don't miss it, guys. It's brand new and it's exciting. It's out there helping a lot of people, and it definitely keeps us happier and peaceful throughout all the hard work that we do all day. So thank you for joining us, everybody, and welcome to the Insight Hour. Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Oh, Joseph. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, Len, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yes. Now we can. You're coming in loud and clear. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's just wonderful to be on with you. Thank you.
Well, we really greatly appreciate all the support that you've given us over the last couple months, particularly. You're a Healthy World affiliate. You started as a Healthy World affiliate, and you've come on now, and basically because of the passion that you've expressed, are bringing the educational curriculum, the Healthy World Ambassadorship Program forward. You're scheduling seminars. We're engaged with you to come in a few weeks to the East Coast, which is going to be very, very nice. It'll be a delight to see you. And we've got, for those of you who don't know, we've got the newsletters that just went out too. It talked a little bit about the program that Joseph is organizing on the East Coast also.
And you can actually, if you didn't get that newsletter, you can access it at healthyworldnewsletter.com. That's our newsletter archive site. So go to healthyworldnewsletter.com today if you have not received that newsletter.
Yes, and by the way, for those of you, just an inside information, we have had, and there's been numerous people that have been reporting computer problems, crashes, weird infiltrators infiltrating and crashing systems. So we're not immune to that either. We've had a lot of trouble with our email systems, and we're working feverishly to get a new system so that our emails that are going to be going out more effectively. And for those of you who have not signed up, you can sign up at healthyworldstore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. Just sign up for your newsletter. We're probably going to be sending out an additional confirmation, an opt-in directive so that you can opt in and be sure that our list is clean and clear and that we'll be able to continue to outreach to you. It's vitally important, the communication for our organization to you and the people who are interested in what we do is extremely important. And so this is an issue that we've had that we're now finding out. We didn't even realize that some of the corruption had occurred and that we're in a process of taking care of that. Anyway, we just sent out a newsletter. And one of the programs that we're announcing, there's actually three of them that we're announcing in the current newsletter. One is coming up on the 14th of April. I'm sorry, on the 19th of April. It's a teleclass where I'm going to be going into the 528 Love Revolution and medicinal music. And it's free. It's online, and you can register by simply clicking on the banner that's there for the teleclass. The Johnson Hilton organization is a collaboration project. And then also, for those of you who are in the health services sector, the particularly dentistry and hygiene, we have a seminar coming up on the East Coast in Newark, New Jersey, that is going to be fantastic. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're going to be going into what is rarely, if ever, consider the politics and the economics behind the entire profession and where it's going in these times of dramatic change in healthcare. What is happening, for example, this week, you have had the United States Senate send on the legislation for the what's called the Obama Health Overhaul Bill to the Supreme Court, which you can bet your booties they're going to allow it. Even though there's so many elements of it that are unconstitutional, I wouldn't mind getting into some of that discussion tonight. But because the alternatives to this World Health Organization, this manipulation of the population's health, is something that I know is on Joseph's heart. It's on my heart and Sherry's heart and all of us who are working hard to bring you the truth that shall set us free in the area of natural healing that's been suppressed. And ultimately, this is really where it's at, a whole paradigm shift. If we're ever going to evolve out of this mess that we're in, we've got to have a whole shift in paradigm. And so that's dear to our hearts. It's happening now in the dental sector. Dentists and hygienists typically don't get that type of information. So we have a seminar coming up the third week of April in the Newark area. And then following that, we'll talk a little bit about tonight, the program that we have coming up for you that Joseph has been kind enough to organize on the East Coast in, I guess it's Holtsville, New York, Long Island, New York, and that'll be on Friday night, the 27th, and all day Saturday, the 28th, and we'll give you information tonight as to how you can register and play with us, enjoy with us, and learn with us, and grow with us. And that's what tonight's program is really about. What we're doing here to serve a greater agenda, a larger picture of partnership and collaboration for optimal sustainability and prosperity in all ways, because that's what's promised. And that is the mission, the objective is to set us free, set humanity free from the shackles of slavery. And that includes health slavery. And in the legislation that's now going to Supreme Court, among the thousands of pages, is the elements of required injections, vaccinations, as well as biochips that contain the information about your history, medical records, that has the capacity, in fact, the directive to interface with the commerce, with the ability to, you're having Rockefeller, Rothschild, and all banksters engage in your own body, your physical body. And some of the issues that I'm sure will be suppressed by the FDA is what the toxicity and the risk of cancer is for the biochips that are to be injected in about 13 months, I understand. In about 13 months or so, and in the year 2013, they're supposed to be bringing this kind of administrative, this technology on to we the people. So anyway, welcome, Joseph. Thanks for joining us.
I wanted to also add one more thing, that Obama is actually putting together an executive order. He just signed it. And this is basically the beginning of how they're going to take away our rights. And they're going to be able to use force, government force, put us on monkey military trials. This is just the beginning, people. And so we're all thinking about leaving this country, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we receive emails all the time, invitations to go to different parts of the world, you know, and escape the American nightmare. What has happened to Nazi Germany is happening here on American soil. And it's sick, but there are those of us who shall go down with the ship, so to speak. You know, really love this country. You know, we believe in America. We believe in the Constitution of the United States. We believe that the people who created the Constitution were enlightened and that they had great intentions. And we have witnessed the manipulation of the Constitution, tearing it apart through statutory laws that are not just unconstitutional, but grossly unjust, in fact, criminal. And we're dealing with some of the breaking news. We're dealing with a lot of breaking news. There's a lot of things happening. I can't fully announce everything yet, but suffice it to say, stay tuned with the Inside Hour and on our newsletter list. And over the next, I'd say, 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to be astonished at what is coming out of our office that is helpful to bring awareness to the injustices as well as the manipulations of the populations and how it is that we are dumbed down and spiritually suppressed and how we can get out of this mess if we understand the justice system and its manners of injustice. Well, at any rate, that's a intro to tonight's program. And again, thank you, Joseph, for joining us. Maybe the first thing you should do is just give us a little bit of background on yourself as well as what got you interested in partnering with us in the Healthy World Affiliates and Healthy World Ambassadorship programs.
Well, thank you, Dr. Len and Sherry. I appreciate it so much that you've invited me on tonight. A little bit about me. Okay, I'm going to try to be brief. You know, one of the things that I enjoyed that you said was you said the word paradigm shift. And, you know, my representation in Healthy World Organization represents the opportunity for just the regular person out there. And wherever you are, you can be a part of this movement. Really, what Dr. Len and Sherry are doing is a grassroots movement of wellness that anybody, and I mean anybody, can become a part of. You don't have to be, an Einstein or, a high intellectual to get involved in this, because I certainly am not. I'm just a regular person out there. If you're out there listening and you're saying, I don't really understand all of this, I can kind of relate to that because I stand in awe sometimes of the information that Dr. Len and Sherry put out there. I live on the East Coast. I'm a family man, married 25 years. I have 4 grown children. And I'm an electrician by trade, which, by the way, helped me understand a little bit about the energy medicine that Dr. Len talks about in his book, Healing Celebrations, and also in his book, 528, which I have been studying now for about 4 months, and I have just found a wealth of information in as I, commit to the study of it. But I represent that regular person out there who has this offer from Dr. Len and Sherry in Healthy World Affiliates just to become a part of taking control of your own destiny. As Dr. Len says, there's so many forces out there that are just railroading us into this system that as we stand back and look at it, we ask the question, are they really helping us? And I think, you know, truth bears out saying the answer is no, they're not helping us. They may have tried to. They may have started, you know, the Hippocratic Oath of the doctors is to do no harm. I think if you stand back and answer that question truthfully, you have to say, no, they're not really helping us. And you know, that paradigm shift that Dr. Len is talking about is that we the people, and, you know, it goes beyond the borders of America, because, you know, when we enter into this now, you know, that thing on the computer, www, it's not just America, you know, it's the world, it's Canada, it's this hemisphere, it's anyone that can speak our language. And I think that, you know, that it's starting to become, you know, more and more there's an ability for translations and people speaking the language that we speak, and we speak other languages. The paradigm shift, you know, it's homegrown here in America, but we are reaching the world, that the individual can take up and understand some of the basic things about health. And those things are very basic. Dr. Len, I've been saying a lot. What do you say about what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think that when you're talking about the individual in the context of what we're talking about tonight is the coercion and the enslavement of people and what are the alternatives. This is the central issue of what's happening. And here's why. If you look at vaccination laws, for example, you would think that the United States Constitution that protects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that considers an individual sovereign to the extent that they can choose their religions, that the government has no possibility whatsoever under the Constitution to interfere with a person's religious practices or beliefs. But you see, when you inject the body with vaccinations, for example here, you're injecting it in violation of the Bible, both the Bible, which requires us under Leviticus 19:19 to keep the blood pure, keep the seed from being mixed. Don't inject your blood, which the Bible says is the life is in the blood, the whole life. And we, in the book of 528, you've read it now, you can understand how magnificent the 528 frequency from the sunshine goes through the electrons into the chlorophyll, and it pops out oxygen that we breathe and sustains us, that vibrates in the love frequency of 528, because the electron is passed on into the oxygen itself, and that goes into your blood, and that's what sustains us and allows that Holy Spirit power of divine love to heal us. Okay, so that's a religious concept, it's metaphysics, and now it's scientifically proven with the book of 528, the revelations therein. But you go back now to what is it that allows the federal government of the United States and the states to mandate that a child 12 hours old get injected and intoxicated with foreign RNA and foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, and monkey kidney tissues, along with the chemical toxins. So you've got a biochemical weapon of mass destruction being administered to a 12-hour-old infant, for example, with hepatitis B vaccines, and you've got now a complete violation of parents' rights to opt out for religious purposes, and the question becomes, what is the legal precedent for that? And if you go into the law, you realize that the legal precedent was established in the late 1800s in the state of Massachusetts, extremely liberal state.
Yes.
Declares that a fellow who refused vaccinations for religious reasons was not allowed. And that it was voted that the reason why it wasn't allowed was because the general consensus, that is the mindset of the society in which this Massachusetts man lived, believed that it was in the best interest of society for him to be injected. Now, if we ask ourselves today, what is it that forms the beliefs and attitudes and behaviors of the society, of the community in which we live? And we recognize the power of the mass media and persuasion, and particularly the areas Sherry and I have been dealing with and battled with, really, is the COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence propagandists that discredit us, that attacked, for example, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, that really caused him a lot of grief, and only recently he's suing pro se and reestablishing himself. But the damage that's done, and then the mind manipulation that occurs as a result of the drug industrialists and the Gestapo for the Illuminati, if you will. The people that actually go into the grassroots, that manipulate the organizations, the resistance, the activists, that target the leaders therein and the movers and shakers in the fields of energy and medicine, whereby we have an opportunity to advance alternatives instead of the same old degenerating and enslaving types of technologies. Suddenly now you realize this is how it was set up. And
Dr.
so
Len,
we, yeah.
I'm sorry. If I may just interject there. When you say, you know, you're offering the alternative, I think that this is what I'm saying. That's the paradigm shift for the individual. If you're out there and you're hearing what Dr. Len is saying, and some of these things are striking true inside of you, that was my experience when I read 528. And I think a lot of people get that same experience. They're not really sure what it is, but they know something inside of them. They know something is wrong, and they might not be able to put their finger on it. And I think that that is what Healthy World, the Healthy World Affiliate Program, is about. You, the individual, if you're out there and you know that something is wrong, Dr. Len and Sherry and Healthy World Organization, Dr. Len, you cite a lot of other people too. It's not just you two. There's a lot of people out there that know that something is wrong, and this program helps the individual person, just the regular guy out there, to begin walking on that path, to find out what that is. And the paradigm shift is that the individual can say, no, I'm not going to fall into this. And, you know, through the Healthy World Affiliate Program and the Healthy World products that you have, an individual can begin to start making those changes. First, it happens in the mind. You make a decision, and then you start, you know, physically changing the things that you eat. And the things that you say, we learn how to eat better, how to say the right things. Your mind starts to change, and then really what happens, and this is probably the most awesome thing, and I'm so glad that you have this, and you have this on the spiritual side, you believe that there is a creator, and that's the most magnificent thing. You begin to learn about the one who created us, and that's my experience, Dr. Len, if I could just add that in. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
no, anytime, Joseph. Please just share what's on your heart. I agree. Sherry agrees that the fact is that we, as an organization, and yes, there have been many, many people. We're constantly acknowledging others out in the field, which is very different from the egocentrism that you typically find in, you know, in competitive areas. And we're not into competition, we're into collaboration. That's part of the paradigm shift.
Yes.
But this concept that we have both the world's worst news that we must look at, because we have brothers and sisters who are dying. We have children who are dying. We have children. There's a couple hundred thousand children annually in the United States disappearing, being kidnapped from homes and from streets in America, somehow it escapes the FBI's radar screen. Well, we understand how that happens now, and we understand how it integrates into the bad news of how the drug industrialists and the energy industrialists are sickening and enslaving us because they have a depopulation agenda. They don't care about you. You know, God cares about you. Jesus cares about you. Joseph, you care about the people that are on listening to the program tonight, and you care about your family. We care the same way. And the opportunity is not only to address the problems, just like a good diagnosis in medicine, before you treat anything, you're taught as a doctor, the word diagnosis means to see through, down to the root cause of the illness so that you can treat the right illness. That's part of the Hippocratic Oath, to do no harm, you do only good. And it's possible to do only good. We're only confused in this politically and socially insane society, manipulated into this ignorance of having, we claim, to disappoint some people in order to make others happy. That's the divide and conquer strategy of the Satanic Church. Ultimately, we have the capacity to go into the love that shall set us free. That's what the technology is in 528. That's why we put it into the products. That's why we're advancing 528 Radio Network. And that's why we are heralding the world's greatest news, despite the fact that we, yes, get involved in the bad news. We also want to tell you what the great news is and have solutions to every problem.
And Dr. Lennon, if I may just add to that, And I'll just, as a trail to that, if you're hearing what Dr. Len is saying, the affiliate program is for the individual to catch a glimpse of what he's saying and become an active part of it. First for yourself, first you get well, and then the other call is become an ambassador. Once you get well, now you're an ambassador for this, you're an ambassador for this ministry of wellness, and you can begin to help other people be well too. That's what it is for me, Dr. Len, if I may just add that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thrilled about what we're doing. It's extremely exciting. We're really at the cutting edge of the solutions that ultimately are part of this end time scenario. You know, I think you might have mentioned it briefly that there's a restoration of humanity's hearts that is a part of the messianic age. The return of Yeshua, I believe, is happening right now. It's happening in people's hearts. If we understand that Jesus' whole ministry was all about love, and we have to look carefully at what is love, and we now define love as not only the miracle healer, but it's a frequency that sustains everything through the life that's in the blood, through the oxygen that we breathe, through the frequency resonance of 528 dynamics that is literally the clear channel broadcast from the Creator's heart into your heart and mine and everyone listening. And yes. So the concept now that we have to shift that paradigm, the knowledge, it takes both knowledge and skills. The basic knowledge, the fundamental knowledge is laid out in the book of 528. The skills involve attuning, bringing your wisdom and your discernment into tuning into that greatest, glorious, most powerful healing truth. And so this is now, you know, just a fantastic time where we can apply now the knowledge that shall set us free, the greatest truths all about love. We can redesign our nutraceuticals. We can redesign our products, all of the types of things we could do to expand. We are in Healthy World Organization, for example, not only putting 528 into the world's finest silver hydrosol that NASA developed for astronauts to keep them healthy in space. The OxySilver product has 528 resonance, and that's why we tell people to pray with it. Don't just use it as a normal broad-spectrum antimicrobial, a powerful silver hydrosol, but use it as holy water, because that's really what it amounts to. You know, consider your own body, the temple of God, being 528 resonating love in seawater. 80% of your body is like the ocean water. And in the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the water. That means water is part of the triune God. That literally means that 80% of your body is God. And that vibrating essence of love that's inside of you is, I believe, part of what this whole return of Jesus is all about. Yes. You know, the return, the fulfillment of the prophecy for 1,000 years of world peace, where Yeshua comes back and graces us with all the love of the universe to enjoy and celebrate. That's, I believe, the time that we're living in, and love is applicable in every field. You know, Sherry, you might be able to engage us a little bit with your wisdom in this area, because you were really very, very important for me to learn how love, pure love, is completely disarming. That means you can't, if you're in love, you even somebody who hates you comes at you, they're disarmed. And that's the pure spiritual power of love.
Yes,
love is the most important, powerful thing that you can have in your life. And so many people don't know what it is, don't think that they are, they don't think that they're worthy of it. And I think the whole important thing is realizing that we all are self-loathing. That comes from the mainstream media. It comes from our upbringing. It comes from the way we see ourselves and what we think we're capable of and worthy of. When you're a child and people say that you can't do anything right, or you're never going to amount to anything, then you kind of grow a cold heart and you believe that you're not worthy of anything, including love. And so it's really, really important to realize that we all are God's children. We all are capable of being loved and we all are loved by God. And so once we know that and realize that, then our hearts open and we're able to accept love. And it doesn't just mean like in a, you know, an intimate relationship with a significant other. It means with friends that you meet, with family that you have, your ability to accept them and to accept their love becomes easier when you realize that. And so that was a journey that I went on with Len as far as being able to open up his heart to the fact that he is worthy and of love, and that, you know, no matter what anybody says, even when you're growing up, it's they're actually, when they say things to you that are negative, it's usually always 99.9% of the time a projection of their own self-loathing and their own feelings of unworthiness that they're projecting on you. And so that's real important to understand. And so many of us don't see that, we don't get that picture. And I just believe that my purpose in life is also to help others, beside for Len, wake up to this and realize that we all are able to love, and we're all worthy of love, and we're all just very capable of doing anything that we set our hearts out to. I mean, it's just something that you really have to enjoy, that you have to want and desire, and you're able to do it. And so I found that with my life. I've always been able to, you know, be able to do many things that I had an interest in because I basically opened my heart to them and I desired to do them, and I was able to do them well once I learned how to do them through experience. So that's very, very important to understand. And thank you for letting me share that.
Well, thanks. Joseph, yeah, go ahead. We didn't want to interrupt.
No. Yes, I enjoyed hearing Sherry. I was just earlier, when we last spoke, I had said, please bring Sherry in on this. She has such wisdom, doesn't she, Dr. Len?
Oh, she does. I completely acknowledge Sherry. She's just one of the most amazing people that I've ever met. In fact, you know, I tell people, and I tell Sherry too, they didn't even have a mold when they made her. They don't have a mold to break.
No mold to break, right, Dr. Len?
No mold to break. Yeah, there's just one Sherry Kane. She's so funny in many, many ways. If you know her personally, she's like a toon character. She's like, yeah, there's something about her that's not even like a normal human. She's not real. But yet, on deepest levels, it's just amazing the wisdom that comes out of Sherry. And like she says, she has opened my heart in many ways that I never even realized was closed. And, you know, I look back, and she and I came from completely different backgrounds, even though we're both from Philadelphia and we have the same kind of kinship and similar social background. We had a completely different rearing, totally different. I had a very, very, I think, kind of normal and supportive family background. And Sherry really didn't have that. And what for me, I look back and I can say, well, gee whiz, I only had one person in my family that was down on me, and that was my sister. And you know, we've had a miserable relationship from the very get-go. And you know, I look back and at areas of my own life, my heart, how was it that I could develop areas of low self-esteem and having issues of intimacy and love based on what? My mom was loving, my dad was loving, so they were models pretty much for love, but I was really heavily abused by a sister, and she was very jealous of me, and I asked her to please forgive me when I got older. Age 26, I had a meeting with her, and she basically said, you know, she wouldn't ever be able to forgive me. Oh. And that's how we ended our relationship, essentially. And isn't that interesting? Like, forgiveness is so vitally important.
And so powerful.
so powerful. To get beyond every challenge, we've got to get into forgiveness. Even though the ego mind doesn't want to go there, the heart is already there, because God's heart is already engaged in forever giving. Yes. Forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. It's all God does is give, 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 give. And all asks for is a relationship and a little faith in the relationship and prayer and praise in that exercise of faith. And suddenly now you realize, man, we're on fire for the Creator. We're on fire for Jesus and in love of Jesus. And life becomes a complete miracle. Where synchronicity after synchronicity, God has never left you. And Jesus is never out of your heart. You're always engaged in that. And then what happens is that the creative power, the ideas, the imagination and the conceptualization for creation of new technologies that can help humanity, of new products and formulas and ways to administer the blessing, all of this comes. And the best, what is what this program is about, it's what our relationship with you is about, Joseph. It's celebrating it as a community, as an extended family. You're my brother. I'm your brother. Sherry's our sister. Those of you listening, we're all brothers and sisters. Yes. And the question becomes is how can we support each other getting beyond the restrictions that are insane into the life of love, into the life of whereby this Holy Spirit power of rejuvenation and sustenance from a heavenly kingdom that's right here, right now. Yes. Now, how can we manifest that in relationship to each other to do something beneficial, to bring this nation back to where it should be, where it was intended to be, and likewise the world?
Yes, and I tell you, this thing that you're talking about strikes such a chord with me. When I think back of really this whole journey that I guess it was, I started on this journey a few months toward the end of 2011, and I think I had shared with you that on New Year's Eve I wrote on my wall. I'm actually in my little office right now in my backyard. You guys don't know a little bit more about me. I'm on the East Coast while Len and Sherry are watching the sunset. I had to take a nap to prepare for this interview. It's 12:41 a.m. On Wednesday, where I am on Long Island. But in my office, in the back of my house, I have a little shed. I wrote on the wall on New Year's Eve. I was asking the Lord, just, you know, in prayer, give me a focus. And I just decided that I was going to commit 100% into learning. I wrote on the wall, learn 528 and the Creator's secrets of sound. And to command in faith that all of this that the Lord has for me would just manifest. And I wrote this, I want to share this, I wrote this on the wall, that the powerful force of the spoken word shall accomplish that which it decrees without explanation when put forth with faith. I just started to proclaim that this was going to be a good year. I was going to learn 528. And wouldn't you know it, in a very short time, I had this opportunity to meet both Dr. Len and Sherry, and we've really just kind of fostered this relationship over the last few months, and I, you know, leaps and bounds in learning, but, you know, I attribute it all to what we're talking about with love. You know, love just changes things. It can change situations. If you're in a situation, if you're not well in body, mind, or spirit, you know, joining in this kind of a fellowship can really change your life, and that is the absolute truth. Wouldn't you say, Doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're committed to, and we're so excited about it and constantly re-energized, constantly.
Yes.
So, yeah, the thing with forgiveness, I have to just say, is that's been the most difficult thing for me because I'm such an advocate against injustice. So when you're an advocate against injustice, you want to bring justice to those that are creating harm, right? And so when and it's all like in all very legal ways, but you just want to make sure that, you know, they get justice. But then you figure, well, when they get the justice, then you become forgiving. And so that's been always a difficult balance for me, to get to a point where I can actually forgive people without them getting justice, which I think that they need, certain people, not, you know, that are committing harm to others.
And, you know, we have another friend on the East Coast, she's up in Maine, Barbara Hartwell, was a guest on our program several months ago and shared with us how she forgave and actually went on Sundays and prayed for some of the enemies that had been attacking her and destroying most of her adult career. So again, there is this very interesting dynamic of what Sherry's talking about, the ability to go into supernatural forgiveness, which is where God exists, which is where Jesus' whole saying, you turn your other cheek. You know, that's a whole powerful level that we dumb down mind control enslaved human beings, products of our environment, our parental upbringing, our peers, our teachers, and most importantly, the media. Our minds have been frozen against this concept of forgiveness. Likewise, our hearts are closed to the power therein. And that's where I think is a very important growing edge that I know that you, Sherry, and I, and others who were involved in HealthyWorldAffiliates.com and Healthy World Ambassadorship Program and the seminars that we have coming up, that these are important topics, that this is a central topic of forgiveness of love and the sustaining power and miracle-producing power of 528 love is just intimately connected.
You know, we failed to give out Barbara's blog site last time she was on, and that was on our last show, and I want to give it out now. If you want to read the material that she's written, she's really an amazing writer, and she's really a hero. She's been out there exposing these COINTELPRO criminals for a long time, and she was alone until we came along, and we just so happened to get attacked by the same people. But her blog site is Barbara Hartwell, VS, meaning versus, VSCIA.blogspot.com. And you can check out her writing on there. She's got many articles, and it'll really bring you up to date on what we're dealing with as well.
Right, and we'll be also Joseph, prepare yourself because I'm going to ask you to give all the information about the seminar and how people can get in touch with you for helping to organize it as well as to join us in a minute. But also information on waronwethepeople.com, I just published a new section that deals with COINTELPRO and controlled opposition. And that site will be growing in the next several weeks when we reveal some of the news that we're now working on. And it is extraordinary. Very, very important information is forthcoming. And so stay tuned with us. But at any rate, waronwethepeople.com is an older website that I've been adding to every little while. And now we've got a new section that deals with two new pages. One is on COINTELPRO, and the other is on controlled opposition, which is generated by the counterintelligence propagandists. They control opposition to the drug industrialists, to the FDA, to CDC, the mainstream medicine. They control the alternatives in energy. They control everything that needs to be controlled in order for the New World Order to evolve and human beings to be spiritually and otherwise enslaved. It's called controlled opposition. And the ways in which the infiltrator agent provocateurs administer that is the subject of this new website, and including much of related to the forthcoming news over the next few weeks that you'll be receiving if you stay tuned with us. But Joseph, why don't you share a little bit about what you're planning for the weekend of the 27th and 28th of April?
Yes, I'd love to, Dr. Len. If anyone is on the East Coast in the Northeast region and would like to personally enjoy a lecture by our co-founders, Dr. Len and Sherry Kane, they're going to be speaking on Friday night, April 27th, and all day, April 28th, at the Crown Plaza Hotel in the heart of Suffolk County, Long Island. It's actually called the Crown Plaza Hotel, Long Island, MacArthur Airport, but the address is 1730 North Ocean Avenue, and it's in Holtsville, New York, which is my present hometown, has been for the last 12 years. And you can call my business line 24/7 and leave your name and number, and someone from my team will get back to you. And I'll give you that number if I could. It's area code 631. I'll say it slowly. 730-5799. And also, that information is available on the Healthy World Affiliates website if you click on the upcoming events tab. Actually, we didn't really formulate exactly how we're going to run that weekend, but you know, as I'm having this interview with you guys tonight, I just love this free format of just discussing just the wonderful aspects of Healthy World. And I would say that if you enjoyed this program tonight, the format that we're going to enjoy on Friday night would be something similar to this, just discussing the opportunity and the background of the opportunity. Really, what Healthy World Affiliates offers is a partnership, and you could learn more about that on the website. Sherry explains the offer to become an affiliate. And again, like I said before, once you become well, once you learn the principles of wellness for your body, for your mind, and for your spirit, then you're able to become an ambassador and start spreading that word. That's really the twofold opportunity in the affiliate program, is that you become a member. By the way, and no one mentioned this yet, you know, there is absolutely no cost or obligation to become an affiliate. It's absolutely free. It's a 2-minute sign up on the website. After the process, you actually get a turnkey business, a website that I think is valued at somewhere around $10,000, with your personal name on it, a personal number, that you can begin marketing these wonderful products. Now, of course, I teach my people and my team that it doesn't make much sense to market a product that you don't know about. You know, we don't want to get the cart before the horse. The smart thing to do is to become an affiliate, find out about these products, find out about Dr. Len's principles of wellness, which, by the way, you can learn about extensively in a wonderful book that Dr. Len wrote called Healing Celebrations. You want to get that book one way or another, whether you get it through the website that we have or you find someone that has it. You want to get a hold of that book and read those principles, because I can tell you, testimony, it has been life-changing for me. But again, just to reiterate, April 27th and 28th, an opportunity to meet two electrifying people, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Ms. Sherry Kane. We'll be talking in the same format about wellness, the things that motivate us, and really, I think it's just going to be such a wonderful time. I'm enjoying so much tonight just talking with the two of you. If you enjoyed this conversation tonight, you're going to get more of the same, but a much more intimate atmosphere where you're going to get to meet the three of us personally. What do you say, Dr. Len?
I say that's great. You're so articulate, Joseph, and thank you so much for sharing the blessing that you got from the book Healing Celebrations. I really appreciate that, and it is so true. You know, when I finished that book and I realized what has been created, I stopped making consultation visits with people left and right. I would be called all the time and asked for people to spend 15 minutes or half an hour or even an hour with me about their health problems. And I thought, you know what, this is the book that they need to read first. And so since that time, and that's about year 2000 when I first published Healing Celebrations, and it has a brand new updated edition of the book Healing Celebrations. It's subtitled Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And I tell people that before I'll even meet with them, they need to read the book, because they may have questions that are unanswered, far fewer, but the quality of the questions that people have after reading the book is something that really is proper. You know, rather than spend $300 an hour for a consultation visit with Dr. Horowitz, if you spend $25 and put some of your heart energy into learning the truth that shall set you free in area of healthcare and self-care and simple ways and means for you to naturally heal yourself, that's really where my heart is. I was that way back in clinical practice when I practiced dentistry with colleagues in medicine and chiropractic and natural healing and acupuncture. I had a whole group. We had one of the most blessed and powerful alternative medical centers in the United States back in the early 80s, before anybody really even considered holistic healing. We were advancing it, and it was always that kind of holistic team that I was working with. But that whole concept is something that now you can learn, and we are advancing. We're encouraging this learning, this continuing education. That's what the Healthy World Affiliates program begins. When you sign up, you start to learn. And that's what the ambassadorship online right now at healthyworldambassadors.com are 8 videos whereby you can do, like with Joseph. Maybe Joseph, you want to share a little bit. We've got maybe we're almost out of time, but we've got a couple more minutes. You want to share a little bit about what your training is, because you passed the test. By the way, folks, Joseph passed the test at the end of the 8 videos for 4 hours of continuing education credit. Joseph got 100%. And it wasn't. These are not easy necessarily. Yeah. Joseph, you're an all-star in the academic arena with the Healthy World Affiliates program. So share maybe a little bit about what your experience was with that program.
Yes, and I will be brief. I'll try not to be long-winded on this. Yes, I was just so taken with the program. I just had to become an ambassador. It just made so much sense to just learn as much as I could. And on the affiliate website, you follow the prompts to become an ambassador, and Dr. Len has 8 15-minute segments that just give you a well-rounded 101-type education on the body, biology and chemistry, and how the Creator has designed for us to get energy from from the world, and from botanicals, and from oxygen and water, and really just the 101 of how the body works. And also there's an introduction into the Healing Celebrations protocol in that. And I it's funny that you say I hit the ball out of the park with passing the test, and I certainly have become an overachiever in my life. If my mother was around, God bless her, she's with the Lord today in the kingdom of heaven. If she was around, she would say I didn't have those kind of grades when I was a kid, but I certainly have developed and to become more appreciative of education. And what an opportunity to learn in the Ambassador Program. And again, it's available to all the affiliates to take that extra step. And by the way, we haven't even mentioned it. The affiliate program does pay a commission for all of the people that you send to your website that buy products. And when you become an ambassador, correct me if I'm wrong, Doctor, the commissions effectively double. Isn't that true?
That's right, yes. The new commission schedule is that you get a 10% payout as a Healthy World affiliate, and it's 20% on 5 levels. It's first level is a 10%, but 20% on 5 levels. And then as you go into the affiliate program, it's well worth it to become an ambassador. Then what you'd get is a double. You get 40% on 5 levels. You get a 20% first level commission. And now you can really begin to already make a good income, because there are salons, there are doctor's offices, there's natural healing centers all over that are products such as Liquid Dentist, such as Oxy Silver, such as Primolife. You can sell the stuff by the case, and you can already earn. It's like a turnkey business that we're offering for all the partners out there, people who have passion about love and learning. This is perfect for you if you want to earn extra income and do something meaningful, save some lives, because that's what we're doing. Then you can already begin to establish a good business and share the wealth. Go all around the doctor's offices. You can sign them up. And that's what we're also doing when I give Sherry gives the presentation in the Newark arena, the Newark Dental Study Club on the Wednesday. I believe it's the 25th or 24th, I think it is. Wednesday, 24th or 25th, we'll be in Newark for the dental study group. And those folks have the opportunity. Likewise, all the dental practices are going to be able to sign up as affiliates. And so the commissions are very, very fair. In fact, they're so fair, it's been somewhat of a challenge to remain viable financially for our organizations, particularly in the wake of last summer's hostile takeover and us battling back, having the financial constraints and the legal costs. But we're doing it. Again, we have tremendous faith in the Creator. We have tremendous faith in what it is that we're doing on the planet. And we're getting so much, just many, many thanks all over the world. People are thanking us for what we do. And so it's very, very blessed that we are here to share this information and this opportunity with you.
Yes.
We're out of time.
Yeah, so I think we're out of time, Sherry says.
Yes,
so, Joseph, thank you so much. One more time, give everybody a little bit more contact information for where they can get tickets for the event coming up.
Yes,
give them your telephone number.
Yes, the phone number again is area code 631-730-5799. Don't forget, on the affiliate website, all this information is there on the upcoming events. And I'm so excited, guys. Give a call and have this opportunity to learn this on a very personal level. Thank you so much, guys, for having me tonight.
And thank you so much for joining us. You're a blessing, Joseph.
Yeah, and
anytime.
And anytime, if you feel like there's some news or something that you want to share that's on your heart, just give us a call on Tuesday nights. Join us for the Inside Hour, okay?
Thank you, Doctor, and thank you, Sherry.
God bless. Well, that's it for tonight, folks.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next Tuesday at the same time, and that's 6 p.m. Hawaii time. That's 9 p.m. California West Coast time and midnight on the East Coast. And have a great week, and we'll see you next week. God bless.
Love you. Bye for now.